Welcome back to another episode of Triggered. This is Triggered, episode 602, Wednesday, April 15th. I'm Corian Ganimore, here with the great, as always, Matt Vespa. What's going on, Vespa?
Much, man. I'm certainly having a better week than Eric Swalwell, so I can say that with absolute certainty.
Is there anyone having a worse week than Eric Swalwell? You compared his life collapse.
Maybe his best pal Ruben Gallegosin. Maybe Rokanasin.
He's having a rough go of it. You compared the collapse of Eric Swalwell as fast as what again?
Oh my God, he imploded faster than the Ocean Gate submersible.
I forgot the name of it, but you sent that in my group chat this weekend. I'm like, oh my God, that's so accurate. Yeah, one day you're prancing around as a congressman. We're gonna get Trump. We're gonna get Trump. Posting all those like taco Instagram and TikTok reels and fuck Trump, fuck Trump, fuck Trump type of reels. And he's not so cocky lately anymore, huh?
He's not. No, he's not. And you know, let me tell you something. I seriously think that him running for governor was probably the biggest mistake of his life.
Yeah,
because he served a purpose being in Pelosi. He was in Pelosi's inner circle. Remember, he served a purpose. He was the attack dog. He was one of the pit bulls. And as long as he's doing that on the dais, on MSN, MS now, but you know, back then MSNBC, CNN, whatnot, he served a purpose. You protect him. He runs for office. You subject yourself to scrutiny. This shit comes out and you can't, you know, that's the risk. That was the gamble. I just can't believe he took that, knowing that everyone knew his shit, apparently.
Yeah, of course. Everybody. Like, you know your own skeletons in your closet. You're going to expose yourself to all this stuff. And I thought it was interesting. You bring up Pelosi. It was Stephen Miller on Jesse Waters last night saying, what this proves is that the leadership in the Democratic Party can blackmail their members any which way to Sunday at any given point, as long as they fall in line and vote and say the things that they want them to vote, because they have all this shit on all these congressmen. They all knew it. Pelosi knew it. She lied this week and said she had no idea. You get in line. Otherwise, we're going to expose this shit and all of your baggage, and you're going to be out of Congress before you know it. But here, Pelosi, just yesterday, she said she had no idea that Swalwell was engaging in inappropriate actions.
Did you tell him to resign?
Oh, I think that was his decision. I think it's a smart decision
to
make.
Right thing to do.
Yes, you're right.
In the case of Eric Swalwell, the former speaker and fellow Californian Nancy Pelosi, I am told, picked up the phone and called Swalwell on Friday night and said, you got to drop out of the governor's race, because remember, he was a leading candidate, and also made clear that he should resign from Congress.
So I didn't tee that up exactly correctly, but like you were saying, Pelosi has the power to kick these people out. She denies it on camera when, in her own words, oh, it was Swalwell's decision. But when Dana Bash, we like Dana Bash, we don't like Dana Bash. Her sources say that it was Pelosi's decision just to kick him the hell out because he served his purpose and he's not useful anymore. But these rumors of his sexual assault allegations, his inappropriate flirtations with women and staffers, they've been brewing for a very long time. Apparently, it was the biggest open secret in Washington, D.C. And Swalwell just acts shocked this week when all of these things were coming out. He's denying all the sexual assault allegations, but he decides on Sunday to resign from Congress. So what's funny is actually he pulled out of the governor's race first, saying, oh, you know, these allegations and what I did were serious, but they're serious enough for me to get out of the governor's race, but not serious enough for me to leave Congress altogether. But then more allegations come through. Yesterday, we had a fifth accuser come forward. She held a heartbreaking press conference yesterday where she described what happened. Swalwell, she claims, drugged her. She had one glass of wine, and then she felt her numbs going, limbs going numb. Next thing you know, he's on top of her. And it's just he's just a disgraceful, disgusting person. We saw these videos released and leaked of him on a bed with, I guess it's a prostitute. I don't know if that's confirmed. Was that a prostitute or a staffer? What is this?
I have no, it's not his wife. That's
definitely not his wife.
Definitely not his wife. Also, who the fuck is sitting next to him on that bed? Remember, there's other people in that room. Someone's filming this whole fucking, oh God, it's like the scene from Alien 3. And then it's Swalwell, the purported sex worker, and some other person, and she's like sandwiched in between. And it's
And who does it look like?
it looks like Ruben, but
Hey, allegedly, and that's all we're going with this.
allegedly looks like him. He kind of leans into the camera and gets in the view, and it looks like Rube, but we don't know for sure. That's
I'd
for
be curious
the
if some shit starts leaking on him because Gallego and Eric Swalwell, they're pretty close. Actually, let me just give you an example of how close they are. Here is Eric Swalwell introducing Gallego during his Senate campaign. Here's how he described him.
Tonight, you get to meet my best friend in the world, Ruben Gallego.
Best friend in the world and
Best friend.
roommates in Washington, D.C. But when Ruben Gallego is asked about, what he knew of Eric Swalwell and his infidelities and his sexual abuse of women, well, he just had no idea, completely caught off guard. He was living a double life and he was lying to me. He had no idea. You saw that press conference that Gallego performed yesterday? Just out of nowhere, he called a press conference because he started feeling the pressure. Was that unbelievable or what?
I know. And then he kind of lied. He was caught in a dead lie. I had no idea. Remember, like what, 36 hours before? I had no idea that this was happening. I have no idea. He was crying like a little bitch.
Oh,
And
it's.
then it morphed into, well, I've heard rumors that he was flirty. And I'm like, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. So you did. There's no, he's trying to split hairs. Here's the thing. Both of these fucking guys are retarded. They do not have the bandwidth to play that game. Pelosi can, there are definitely politicians who know how to say a lot without saying nothing, and then everyone's like, oh yes, yeah. And they can pivot, they can work it. Ruben Gallego and Eric Swalwell, no.
They're not
No.
skilled. They're not
No.
skilled
The
in
man farts live on air. Like, no. Like, he doesn't even know what the hell's going
He
by.
bangs a Chinese spy,
Yeah,
Feng Feng.
the Fang Fang thing. Like, I mean, which by the way, is also he's like that. I can't believe he was like, well, that, that's not a true thing. I'm like, before the sexual assault circus began. Like, Eric, like the FBI briefed you on this. You were gallivanting with her.
And it's also
It is
amazing that
true.
that didn't take him
It
down.
is true. And you cut ties off with her after that. So if she was a fucking spy, and you were probably fucking her,
Yeah,
probably, maybe,
of course.
reportedly.
I hope it was mutually agreed upon because given his past history, maybe it wasn't. Who the hell knows? But
Or maybe she just took one for the team to get the information.
probably.
Okay, we're getting dark here. Let's move on.
Farewell, Feng Feng, or as Troy Nels calls her, Yum
Bye.
Yum. That's my favorite. Ruben Gallego, back to him and his scumbaggery. He called this press conference and he looked so scared. He was sweating, he was shaking, his voice was quivering a little bit. He looked totally uncomfortable. Here's a little example of his press briefing that he called yesterday.
I called this today because there's just a lot of rumors going around about me, about my family. And, unfortunately, this is not the first time. I had to deal with the same BS in 2024 and 2023 when they ran millions and millions of dollars of smears against me. Lied
So this is the Republicans' fault. Yeah, of course.
about me, lied about my family. And it's the same damn people again. Carrie Lake, Chris LaCivita, bunch of political operatives. They couldn't do in 2024, trying to do again in 2026. So I want to make a couple of things very clear. Number one, Eric Swalwell lied to all of us. He lied to the most powerful people in this country. And they trusted him. They trusted
You trusted him.
him with some of the most sensitive spots in our government, whether it was on Judiciary Committee, Intel Committee, impeaching Donald Trump. And that clouded my judgment, my friendship with him, our family's friendship together with him clouded my judgment. And I was wrong.
Yeah, I really don't believe any of this. I think that they're probably still texting on the side, be like, hey, Hey, Swalwell, I got to do this publicly, but you're still my boy. They were roommates forever. They traveled internationally together. You see them riding camels shirtless, posting pictures of each other.
Wasn't that like literally like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. I don't
It
know if it
wasn't.
was that soon, but it was that soon.
It was not like, the picture of the late justices Scalia and Ginsburg in India. You know those were old photos. I don't think that was old at all.
No. And then
My best buddy. Ah, fuck this guy. He might bring me down with me.
exactly. And then Gallego was asked whether that was him in the picture that we were referencing earlier when Swalwell was making out with this prostitute. He denies it. He's like, this is what Republicans do. It's just not true. You're just and he just says, oh, I just know of him as being flirty. So then he further on, this is the part actually when he says he only knew Swalwell as being flirty.
It was flirty. That was flirty.
And that was when? About what year was
I mean, that was through. We've heard that. We've heard that throughout.
Senator, you just said
we've heard that
thank you so much. I want to clarify because in the beginning,
yeah, I know we'll go back there.
In the beginning, you said when you first heard these rumors a few weeks ago, that's when you called them. Then you said you've heard these rumors for years. So which one is it, Senator?
So I heard rumors of him being flirty.
And that wasn't an issue enough for you to not trust him to watch your kids or be close with him?
Because, you hear this, and then when you're close to somebody and you know his wife, you see this. You see that relationship. You know that, like, it maybe just isn't true.
Have you asked him about it prior to the few weeks?
I asked him about it a few weeks ago when it started coming up online. Yes.
Oh my God, he's so full of shit. So anyway, I look forward to more things coming out on Gallego. I think he may be the next one to drop. George Santos, he's not the most reliable source. He tweets things that and says things that are demonstrably false all the time. In fact, he was expelled from Congress because of it. But he tweeted this morning. He said a former staffer of Gallego has claimed he terminated her after he made a sexual advance on her and she rejected him and complained to the then congressman's chief of staff. She tells me she is going public with it in great detail. Stay tuned. So we are refreshing Twitter constantly, waiting for this news. Gallego and Swalwell, they're two peas in a pod. In fact, it was Carrie Lake on the campaign trail saying she heard rumors that Gallego was a creep. Remember this moment?
People have got to know before they vote who this guy is. His ads leave out a whole lot of despicable treatment of women. His ads don't tell you that about the time that he harassed and threatened a 20-year-old female intern, and when she complained about it, she was fired. His ads don't tell you about the fact that his fellow Democrats down at the state legislature gave him the nickname the troll because of how creepy and degrading he was with women.
So anyway, he went on, she went on and on and on, and a lot of that seems to be coming true. Who's next to take the fall from Nancy Pelosi and her grip on power, Vespa? Is it Ro Khanna? Is it Gallego? Who's
It
going
could
next?
be worth on. Believe it or not, it's that Mark. I can't put that. Hopefully, I'm pronouncing his name right. That Martin Skrilli, the
Yeah.
former political executive who was sentenced to 7 years for securities fraud. But look, again, trust but verify, right? I mean, he did post that video. I believe he's the one behind the video of Swalwell on the bed with the purported sex worker. So apparently, Ro Khanna, another. Well, he's kind of like, middle of the batting order, right, in terms of the attack dogs here. But he's on the list nonetheless. Pretty vocal anti-Trump voice on the Hill. Apparently, he has some skeletons in the closet, which is news to me. I mean, he seemed mostly like a straight-laced guy. He's not really in the spotlight all that much.
Well, he goes on Fox News. He's one of those
Yeah,
that has it in the middle of the road.
he has increased his media profile, but. He's n nowhere near Eric Swalwell levels, who was just a media whore.
Right.
But yeah, apparently he has problems. And he Skrilli tweeted yesterday, "Be patient. The dossier must be immaculate." So he's definitely crossed,
He's got a vengeance.
dotting the I's there on making sure everything is up on the up and up legally. Because despite his conviction, he isn't an idiot. But
All right. Well, we will be monitoring that
yeah,
situation.
monitoring the situation many times.
The
But
Swalwell.
let's be honest, man, with TMZ there now, everyone's shit is going to be get found out.
Yeah, I think that's pretty awesome,
actually. Oh yeah, man, sorry. If you guys don't know, TMZ, which has been covering mostly entertainment shit, they now have a DC office, and they have three reporters who, I don't know if you saw this, Corey, they found out the congressional schedule.
Oh yeah.
They're trying to walk around. They're walking around, I think, a few days ago. They're like, "Where are all the members of Congress?" And they're like, "House isn't back in session till the 13th, bro. They're off for 2 weeks."
That's funny. That's funny. I did see a TMZ reporter chasing down Lindsey Graham in the hallway the other day, and he was just saying,
And Richie Torres
"Rich."
the DHS funding, and they got him to basically trip over his tongue. So, I mean, this could be good, this could be bad. It's TMZ. They're probably gonna go after everybody, but especially if there's some sex shit, they're gonna go after it.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
Well,
I'm okay with that also. I mean, just now going back even further, I don't get why they were always the exclusive on all the Savannah Guthrie stuff. It
yeah.
just seemed weird that this person, I mean, I get it, it's TMZ, it'll get news, but like you can, I don't know,
Yeah,
whatever.
it's interesting. They seem to do have a lot of sources, but when they're I was laughing, they were chasing Lindsey Graham in the hallway, and they were just asking him about the magic wand he was waving in Disney World this past about 2 weeks ago. Senator, we want to know about the magic wand. Can you tell us about the magic wand? And he's all serious, like waving him off. It's so serious. I can't talk about the magic wand.
Oh, come on, Lindsay. Play along with it a little bit. It's like semi-serious news.
Yeah,
I
he's like,
mean,
well, sometimes I like to play as a fairy, so that's what I like to do. The
there's
great.
gonna be some people though that there's gonna be some gold clips because there's some people that know how to interact with like that type of outlet.
Yeah.
So
Yeah,
they should
like
be.
Tim Burchett will be fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? I think honestly, Ted Cruz might surprise it at some points.
Yeah.
And well, it depends. If it's serious, Ted Cruz not having a good day, it could be bad. But if it's like, hey, I'm, loosening the tide, Ted Cruz, who knows?
Yeah.
John Fetterman might be good.
Yeah, he'd be good. Burchett will be like, "Do you always wear socks that high when your shorts are that
Yeah.
low?" He's funny when he rips on these reporters outside the Capitol. But I want to talk about California because we just talked about Eric Swalwell. He's out of the governor's race. That governor's race is an absolute shit show, and like I can't stress that enough. So Swalwell's out. The next person up in line is apparently Katie Porter. Now, Katie Porter is just a horrible human being. Remember, she's the one who pours a pot of boiling hot potatoes and water on her husband because she's abusive. She berates staffers. She yells at them. There's so many clips you can see online. And she's as vulgar as Eric Swalwell. She holds rallies, having everybody chant, "Fuck Trump, fuck Trump."
California, the rapist is out, but the domestic abuser is in. What
Yeah.
a choice. What a fucking choice. She also can't do interviews, man. When somebody presses her on some stuff, she gets so huffy and bitchy, and she sleep. I believe it was CBS Los Angeles
Yeah.
asking her about her remarks about how, remember, she's like, "I don't need Trump supporters."
Yeah, yep,
And
yep.
it's like, technically, even in the bluest of blue states, you still need some people to cross over to like make it comfortable. And she didn't like that question.
Yeah, she got up and left. She's like, "I'm
She
done
thought it
here.
was an
I'm done here."
ambush, and it actually was a very fair question. It was actually good journalism. And she's like, "You know what? If we're gonna do this, and she's like ripping out the mic. I'm just like, lady, it's a fair question. It's on what you fucking said,
Right.
like."
And it
If
just
you
shows you that Democrats aren't used to for media who actually asks questions that are worth thinking about.
And
Are
you see
used
that
to
with
awful
Pelosi too.
interviews
I
and they
mean,
expect it.
you definitely see that. And Pelosi's the same way, believe it or not, for all her smarts. And she is, I mean, she is like, I mean, she's the puppet master up there. But, she's off. There are a couple times during the COVID pandemic where she was not prepared for CNN's question about the COVID relief funds. Neither was she ready for Judy Woodruff's scrutiny about the
No.
Democrats on the COVID relief stuff on PBS NewsHour, and she got very bitchy.
Yeah.
So yeah, but Pelosi, whatever. We all know that she has the smarts. Katie Porter, not so much. And I'm sorry, if you wither, PBS and CNN are major outlets, right? If you can't handle a local CBS outlet, like, maybe you should not be doing this.
Yeah, totally. She doesn't have the smarts, and she certainly doesn't have the looks. Katie Porter was next in line, and then if
when she was Batwoman, oh, what are you talking about? Oh my God, where's the bleach, man? Where's the fucking bleach? Jesus Christ!
I don't think Eric Swalwell would even touch her.
Well, if you drug him, maybe.
yeah, probably. So
he had to take his own drug.
She's next in line after her, after she gets knocked off, because there's so much Oppo research on her. Who's next in line? Well, the billionaire from California, Tom Steyer. Tom Steyer is a freak, and we're learning more and more about him these days, too. You know, the Democrats, they hate billionaires, the millionaires and the billionaires. So, of course, they're going to run a billionaire who's worth a goo-goo amount of money. He came out with his plan to deal with ICE just yesterday, and it is crazier than anything I've ever seen, crazier than Gavin Newsom's ever proposed or even said out loud, at least. You can go check it out. Bill Malusion tweeted about it. Here are some of the highlights. Tom Steyer wants to abolish ICE. Well, that's not shocking, but some of the language in this is crazy. He wants to put ICE agents in jail and, quote, treat them like the mob, end quote. He wants to bring those, quote, kidnapped and detained by ICE back home. So if you've been deported, you've been captured by ICE, deported, he wants to actually bring you guys back home. Even he makes no differential about the, you know, the rapists and the murderers and all the criminals. No, if you've been deported by ICE, we're going to bring them back home. He wants to give California's attorney general the power to imprison ICE agents and their leadership. He wants taxpayer-funded legal representation and support for illegal aliens. So California taxpayers are going to actually pay their legal bills. This is just insane. Finally, he wants to ignore a SCOTUS ruling that allows ICE to utilize race, language, job, and location to contribute to, quote, reasonable suspicion for immigration arrests. And instead, California should take matters into their own hands and extend legal protections to its residents, despite the federal government's failure. So basically, yeah. Open borders. Anybody who was deported comes back, and we should treat the ICE like the mob. Insane.
This is the let's have civil war plan.
Yeah,
it really is. Let's have, also, like, what is it with these people? And I'm pretty sure Steyer, all these guys, does Steyer have a law degree?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
I don't know either, but usually these people do, right? Or he certainly has an army of lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
There's this thing called the Supremacy Clause. You can't, states cannot overrule the federal fucking government and its due functions.
Yeah.
So we're seeing this in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Dawn Fantasia has been, you know, whining, has really been just tearing her hair out over this, right? So
yeah.
It's just you can't do this, guys. Now, this is pure red meat. It is meant to make sure that he gets all the Dem votes. Because actually, you know, Democrats are at risk because there's so many of them running that the two top vote getters that make it past the primary round are Republicans.
Yeah, Steve Hilton and Chad Bianco.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's just trying to. None of this is going to happen.
Probably a bad idea, by the way, for Trump to endorse Steve Hilton. He did endorse Steve Hilton. I'd love for him to be the next governor, but we can't consolidate all of the Trump vote to go to one candidate. We need to spread them both out so that they are both the top two. And California has a stupid practice where the top two vote getters goes on to the general election.
Yeah, it's the jungle primary system, right?
It's completely ridiculous. It's done, and you can guarantee if you know the Hail Mary comes through and it's Chad Bianco and Steve Hilton as the two nominees, they're going to do so many legal battles to change the law and how to get this, you know, reversed before the general election. Steve Hilton predicted that. We'll see what happens there, but it would be awesome fight to see. And Steyer's such a hypocrite because, you know, he's talking about defunding ICE and he basically wants lawlessness. But did you know he's a private investor? He invested $90 million in California's largest immigration detention center.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait till Democrats find this out.
The guy loves private prisons. I mean, even the LA, all the newspapers have been like, I don't know if Steyer can do this because of some of his investments.
Yeah.
I mean, if the Democratic Party in 2026 does not get behind a billionaire who loves private prisons, I mean, private prisons, I mean, it's underreported, but like that's anathema, almost as bad as, you know, being an ICE agent in their eyes. So I don't know what's going to happen here. We have until June 2nd. For things to squirrel, but dude, what a shit show. So yeah, the jail thing is a problem. I mean, it's not really reported. I mean, it's underreported, but among Democrats, I mean, that's investing in a private prison is almost as bad as being an ICE agent. So I don't know. It just perfectly exemplifies California politics in
Good,
today's
good, good, good luck
cycle.
to California. They deserve all of the pain that they are inflicting on themselves. The pain inflicted on Erica Kirk is not fair, however. Did you see that she had to back out of the Turning Point
Yeah.
USA event? She was supposed to co-host with J.D. Vance, who flew down to Georgia. There were death threats.
Culver, right? I think Culver did it with her instead.
He did. But what a disgrace. Erica Kirk had her husband viciously taken away from her, and these guys are still out for blood. They want Erica to suffer too. She had to bail on this event because of legitimate death threats. Obviously, when you get to Georgia, you're fine because you're with the vice president, you have Secret Service and all that jazz. But she backed out because there apparently her schedule was released and her travel plans were released, that there were people going to be showing up on the route or the airport or when she landed, and she completely backed out. It was absolutely disgusting, and it was a disgrace. She tweeted, she said, "I was so looking forward to tonight's event at the University of Georgia with our Vice President J.D. Vance, but after all of our family has been through, I take my securities team's recommendations extremely seriously. Thank you to our amazing Georgia chapter for your support. God bless you all." This is a woman who's looking out for her two fatherless children right now, and she wants to be there for them when they grow up. J.D. Vance unleashed on the fact that she had to bail out last night, and here's what he had to say.
People who shot Charlie Kirk, but if your instinct is to go after a young mother because she's grieving in a way that you find you find wrong, well, why don't you stay in your lane and mind your own business?
Yeah, amen.
Grief is complicated.
So that's J.D. Vance reflecting on.
He really wanted to curse so bad.
Yeah, and he does every once in a while. But he was on fire last night. There was this protester last night saying that, the U.S. supports genocide in Gaza. Here's a quick snippet of
Who
that.
had survived the Holocaust? I certainly think the answer is yes, and I agree. I agree. Jesus Christ certainly does not support genocide. Whoever yelled that out from the dark, he certainly does not. I think that's pretty easy. I think that's a pretty easy principle. Okay, so
The guy keeps heckling.
say this. This is a guy. No. First of all, random dude who's shouting, can I finish my point and then I'll respond to what you just shouted? Is that okay? Okay, great.
All right, so that was a bit of the heckling part, and then here's the smackdown. This is a pretty great point by J.D. Vance.
To respond to this guy here, he said, I believe he said the administration supports a genocide in Gaza. And here's my response to that. When we came in, the humanitarian situation in Gaza was an absolute catastrophe. You know who's the person who got a peace agreement in Gaza? Donald J. Trump. So if you want to complain about what happened in Gaza,
I mean, duh, he's the one who ended the war between Israel and Gaza. So these guys don't want to hear the truth. They're just genocide, genocide, genocide. They're full of shit, and J.D. Vance wasn't going to have anything to do with that. Final topic we'll touch on today, an Iran update. As you saw on Monday, the U.S. started their blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. It's basically going to suffocate Iran economically. No carrier ships that are doing business with Iran are going to be allowed to enter or exit. Iran basically has no way of making money right now because they can.
no, all the refineries are at capacity, so which means they have to reduce production because
Yeah,
it's not
there's
going to
nowhere to
tanker.
store. There's nowhere to store.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to
So.
ship it. So they're basically just stuck with all of their oil. Here's an
That,
update.
you know where they are going, Corey? All those tankers?
You tell me.
They're coming to us, to the
Yes.
Gulf of America. Everything's being redirected. That Panama Canal, remember the Democrats? Oh, why are they so focused on the Panama? This is fucking why. This is why. Turns
Yeah.
out to be very important after all, huh? And
U.S.
yes.
exports just hit a high today, right? An EP a record high today of U.S. exports. Now that's good. It's revenue generating for the country, but it also creates an excess of demand, which is why prices are still very high. We just need more oil, and we need the capacity to drill more oil and to refine it and store it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But my whole thing was the Iranians thought that like this whole strait was like the be all and end all to world energy.
Yeah.
No, guys.
Nope.
Sorry. Market shift. Things readjust. Things realign. And now they're coming to us. So screw it. But yeah, you're right. Because of that, prices are still going to be high. Again, we're not like at Mad Max levels. I love how Democrats are like, well, it's at $4. I'm like, it was many cents, tens of cents above that. Under Joe Biden for four
Yeah.
fucking years.
And it was
So
domestic policy that caused it.
so much, yeah, so much that the whole Strategic Petroleum Reserve was depleted because of you fucking people. So
Exactly. Just before an election, they tried to lower the gas prices. They raided the reserves. It was sick. And then when Trump had the ability to restock them, years prior, because that oil was so low, the Democrats said,
exactly.
no, this would be too good for America. But the
Yeah, they
blockade
fucked.
is working. In the first 24 hours, no ships from Iranian ports made it past the blockade. Six merchant vessels complied with the direction from the U.S. forces, and they turned around. So far, there are 10,000 service members executing the mission, 100 plus fighter and surveillance aircrafts, and 12 warships. So we are suffocating them economically. Reports say that Iran is losing $435 million per day when the oil tanks fill up, which they're right at about capacity right now. There's nowhere to store the oil, and there's nowhere to export it. So we'll leave you with this one final quote. Donald Trump was on with Maria Bartiromo this morning on Fox News, and he says the war is almost over.
I had to divert because if I didn't do that, right now you would have Iran with a nuclear weapon. And if they had a nuclear weapon, you would be calling everybody over there, sir. And you don't want to do that.
Well, you keep saying was. Is this war over?
I think it's close to over here. I mean, I view it as very close to over. You know what? If I pulled up stakes right now, it would take them 20 years to rebuild that country. And we're not finished. We'll see what happens. I think they want to make a deal very badly.
And maybe by next week, when we do this show again, Vespa, we'll have a deal. I hope we do. I'd love to get this thing over with. I think Americans would love to get this over with. And let's pray for the best.
Yeah, let's hope. It's just we're dealing with crazy people. That's the problem. You know, we're dealing with terrorists. They're gonna have to fold at some point. I mean, they already are starting to. Remember, they're like, well, we're going to challenge the blockade, pretty much. They backed down from that
Yeah.
yesterday. So
No,
we'll see that.
tankers have been attacked. U.S. Navy ships have been safe.
Meantime, come to the good US of A for your oil world. We got plenty of it. We produce more than Saudi Arabia now. So come
We
on
are open
down.
for business.
Yes.
All right. Well, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you so much for joining us today. Again, episode 602. If you have any comments, please email us at triggered@townhall.com. And if you enjoyed Triggered and want it uncensored, you can hear Vespa's all of his curse words, all of them. He curses a lot more than I do. I got to step my game up. You can
I can
become a
fucking
Town Hall
climb.
VIP member at townhallvip.com. Use promo code FIGHT for 60% off. Promo code FIGHT for 60% off your membership. Don't forget, 5-star ratings and reviews go a long way to help us beat the big tech algorithm. Once again, if you'd like to reach out, email us, triggered@townhall.com. Vespa, we'll see you next week.
See you next week, man.